Welcome to Good for a Weekend,
the podcast where two friends talk about Taylor Swift
and share your spicy confessions.
I'm Cressy Cornis.
And I'm MK Ashford.
Our third ever Swifty Confessions episode will be coming out on April 11th. It will be a very special episode because it's our 100th.
You have until April 1st to email us your Swifty Confessions to gfaweekend@gmail.com. Please include what you'd like to be called as well and your preferred pronouns.
And if you're a new weekender, here's a quick explanation of what we're looking for in your Swifty confession.
We want to hear your spiciest hot takes, embarrassing moments as a fan, unpopular opinions, hills that you would die on, your crazy fan theories, and anything else Taylor related that you'd like to confess to us.
Think of us as your specially appointed Swifty therapist.
Did you weirdly like Taylor and Maddie Healy? Are you a me defender? Do you think 1989 is overrated? Are you a Joe Alwyn apologist? Whatever it is, we're listening.
We are accepting submissions now, right now. So be sure to send yours to gfaweekend@gmail.com by April 1st. All we ask is that you please include what you'd like us to call you as well as your preferred pronouns so we can discuss your confession properly.
And we're so excited to hear what you have to spill.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Bite-sized interviews anyway.
Consequence Podcast Network.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, checking out the episode, checking out the series. Please make yourself comfortable, and while you're doing that, also hit that subscribe button. In fact, I put out 3 new interviews every single week, brand new in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists, discover some new ones, all the usual spots too. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, WFPK.org, NPR, YouTube for the video versions, anywhere you get your podcasts from, subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. That's me. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guests, Jack Black and Kyle Gass. Yes, separately, they are great movie stars. They are great comedians. Together, you know them as Tenacious D. They're working on a new album, so that's not exactly what we're talking about. They did just recently drop a Who medley. A medley of The Who. Tenacious D's The Who medley is what the actual title of. They also have a tour coming up in September that we'll get to here in a moment. But the big subject is at hand is we're going to be talking about Audible Original Words and Music. The series has been going around. I think this is the 20-something episode that they've done. They've had some amazing artists on there already, folks like Sheryl Crow and Beck. And now it's time for the D, Tenacious D's turn. And they tell the story of the band from their early days all the way back to their very beginnings to the present day. We get to talk about the early 90s alt comedy scene that also birthed Pussifer, you know, Maynard Keenan's band. And in fact, they both have David Cross and Mr. Show in common. So we'll talk about that, hear about their early run-ins with Harry Shearer, who, of course, great comedian in his own right, played Derek Smalls in Spinal Tap, a band that was an enormous influence on what would become Tenacious D. So we'll hear about that as well. I'm going to ask about the original music that was produced for the series, orchestrated, very epic orchestrated music. We'll debate dynamic ticketing for the fun of it, and also hear about their plans to get out the votes for their upcoming midterms during next month's tour. All that's a whole lot more. So let's get into it. Talking Audible Original Words and Music, Tenacious D, The Road to Redunction. It's Kyle Meredith with Jack Black and Kyle Gass. The Road to Redunction, an Audible original words and music. It's so much fun hearing this story. And it's so much fun hearing this story in this way. I mean, I was thinking, like, because in a way, as you all talk, like, the pick of destiny is sort of your story with Satan involved. But this kind of opens the whole thing out. What was the part of the story that you really wanted to tell in the non-fictionalized way this time?
None of it. Why it's so good.
We were forced to. The origin tale, that was the that just came. It's like, well, we know we can do that.
Look, the truth is, we were like, how can we make money? And then our our manager said, Amazon wants to give you money to, like, do this new thing called Words and Music. Is that what it's called?
I think it's Words and Music. Yeah.
Yeah. An Audible original.
How much money?
How much?
And then she told us, and we're like, okay, what's the easiest thing we can do? Let's just tell our true story of that story. And we were going to break it into three acts. We were going to tell, like, the story of the first album, everything that led up to it, and then the first album, and then everything that led up to the second album, and that's chapter two. And then the rest would be chapter three.
Like a three-act play or a movie.
And so we're plugging along. We're in the recording studio just telling the story, and then a magical thing happened on the way to making money. We started to enjoy ourselves, and we started to have dreams of, like, wait a second. This might be a masterpiece. This might be.
I thought it could be our new
American
jam.
Novel.
Yeah, we write books now.
If you read all the other great American novels, they're not that good. So we're like, we actually could do this.
You're saying we could compete with, like, Great Gatsby or something?
Dude, yeah. Great Gatsby. I just read it. It sucks.
So boring. It's dated.
It's a great story, and hearing just these moments, amazing, maybe kismet moments, or what a coincidental moments, but, you know, and you talk about in the very first show you guys ever do, you've got Harry Shearer there, Derek Smalls himself. And this might be an obvious question, but as you put it, something like this together, like, how influential were those groups? Were Spinal Tap and those type of things?
Well, that was life changing. I saw that movie in the theater and it was just kind of like, oh, okay, I want to do that. Something funny with music. That's a great idea. But they almost did it too good.
I'm gonna say something I don't want to say. I don't want to say this because it's really cliche, but here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa, man! You did it with such conviction. Yeah, you almost hurt yourself. There was so much cliche.
It seemed like it was in the air during that time. Like, I had Maynard on the show recently, and much like you guys, you know, like Mr. Show, David Cross, who you all also run in your story, like, is responsible for sort of creating the Pussifer bands, you know, and then LA scene that had Green Jello in it as well. Like, did you feel that there was something in the air? I mean, at least when you look back at it?
Oh, God, yes. I would say, you know, the alt comedy was going strong, and it seemed like people were trying some weird shit, you know. Maynard was a Psycho fan.
It was very punk rock comedy. The whole scene was exciting, and, you know, you could feel it bubbling and churning, and it kind of coincided with Kurt Cobain and the movement and music moving away from the industry norms and breaking the rules. It was fun,
man. And the interwebs.
As far as music and, like, funny, like a funny sketch comedy band and that kind of thing. I wonder if that's what you're talking about. Was there something in the air about funny music or, like, music that mixed comedy and music? Is that what you're asking?
It really felt like that at the same time. Yeah. Like those type of groups started to exist in that way.
It definitely felt like there was a space for that. And, I remember telling a friend of mine, Jenny Connor, I was like, hey, we got a band. I'm in a band now called Tenacious D, and it's like comedy rock. And she was like, what? Oh my God, that sounds great. And she was always a tastemaker in high school. And I was like, whoa, if she thinks that sounds great, I think there's some, you know, there, cause it wasn't really a thing that you heard a lot of back in that time. So yeah, we kind of, I feel like we struck while the iron was hot.
It did seem like people enjoyed right away, which is almost shocking to me, like, whoa. Because it felt, we were really kind of actors more and taking it out to the clubs and doing like shows. It's like, what are we doing? Do we know what we're doing? This is crazy. But then they seemed to like it, which really kind of helped a lot.
There was that space in the weird 90s.
Yeah.
But like the 90s, there was that weird gold rush happening where because of Seinfeld, it was like, oh, if you're a halfway decent stand-up comedian, suddenly there's this super speeding pipe shoot that takes you right into, you have your own hugely successful sitcom. And it was like, everybody was excited about that potential Hollywood connection. And never was it stronger than the early 90s, right, Cage? Do you remember feeling like that when we were going?
I do. It seemed like there was a lot of development happening. And if you had it going on stage, it was like, okay, you know, potentially get a deal.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80 volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80 volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
It's a nice space for it. And you know, it's interesting how you all played it too, because maybe once you became like, I don't know how much is planned and everything, but you know, we grew up with the stories like Behind the Music that was there. You could see the entire, what would become scope of how a rock band's career trajectory happens. And you found yourself in that, you know, Rise of the Phoenix, that like, there's that moment as you talk about in the Road to Redemption. It's like, oh, but of course now we can have the comeback album. Like, how often did you try to like lean into those? Like, we're telling the story of rock bands, you know?
Well, I love Behind the Music. I probably saw every one of them. It just had such a great formula, you know? You had to get it done in like 44 minutes. But I don't know.
Like, because everybody had that up and down, you know? Every band that was featured had the breakthrough, the big moments. The drop, you know, and it just seems like you all were able to mirror that. Maybe, you know,
we did,
not intentionally, but
we did.
The Road to Redemption. I mean, look, we wanted to tell our story, and this was a cool way to do it. We like to say that we wrote a book. Amazon insists that it's not a book.
Man. They didn't like that at all.
Guys, please don't. We're trying to create a new brand here. It's called Words and Music.
Well, and, don't even call it Amazon, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Audible. Is it called Words and Music? Is that, I keep on forgetting.
Yeah. It's Audible Original, Words and Music.
Audible Original, Words and Music. We wrote a Words and Music. It's not as fun to say.
No.
It doesn't feel like you did a real thing.
There's no Peabody's.
We wrote a book is way more satisfying and fun to say. So that's what I'm going to say, although we may be in court with Jeff Bezos.
Not Jeff Bezos. No, it's the other guy. The other guy doesn't want you to mention Jeff Bezos because he's a wannabe titan. Who are the
whatever it is, we're very proud of it. We think it's more than a Behind the Music. It's more than a words.
Well, how long is it? It's like,
it's a book.
It's 2 hours.
It's 2 hours. Yeah. Wow. It's 2 hours.
We're shooting for that Pulitzer.
Yeah. You got songs in the series, the orchestrated intro. And I mean, where did that, was that something that you guys put together as well? Was that Audible? Because it fits your mood. It fits the brand, the D brand.
I think that was our idea that John Spiker, our producer, executed.
John Spiker comes through again. Our bass player and also producer extraordinaire on all our last few albums.
I'm gonna call him Intrepid.
Yeah, he's pretty badass. But it's a sneak a peek. You know, you sneak a peek behind the curtain to see how the sausage is made. And I think that's the appeal, because a lot of rock bands or entertainers don't really want you to see that they're human. And look, we're just a couple of guys who want to put on a good show.
Putting our pants on.
With the ups and the downs, you want to see all the warts and all, and the sensitive bits, those are always going to be the most entertaining.
The kids want it real. They want the authenticity. Yeah. You know, that's what plays. Well,
that's what, but that's you got... why we made this for the kids.
For the kids, you know, give them a blueprint.
And the epicness, though. I mean, you're right. There is that side of things. I do want to know this story, but I also enjoy the production that you guys have typically put on, and with the live shows, which I will make mention really quickly. I'm in Louisville. You guys are going to be here September 22nd, I think. Louder Than Life Festival. What Louder Than Life feels like, again, that's one of those phrases that fits this idea of Tenacious D so much. You know, it's these appropriate things. But what can you tell me about the tour? I mean, is there a new storyline, or are you just coming out to bring the rock?
Oh, that's another cash grab, obviously. And you know what we want to do? I just heard about it. Dynamic ticketing. Have you heard of this?
The Springsteen stuff, right? $5,000 a ticket, sure.
Yeah, backlash. Remember Taylor Swift auctioned all her tickets off.
Like wouldn't it be embarrassing though if you dynamic ticketed it and you ended up making less than if you had just charged? No, the dynamics say your show's only worth $5.
Well, that's what I love the word dynamic, because it really is. It can be.
Well, I think they're taking a page out of the scalper handbook and say, wait, how can we scalp the fans?
Yeah, you know what? That is exactly right. I think that's what's happening.
But I'll tell you one thing about this upcoming tour, Kyle Meredith. It coincides with the upcoming midterms elections. I know it's a couple months before November, but that's actually perfect timing to get people that have never voted before, get them registered, because the deadline is in October. Rocktober is a little too late if you really want to rock the vote. So we're last minute changing the whole thing behind this.
Changing
this
the brand. Tour.
It's not just a cash grab. Also saving democracy.
It's a cash grab and a political movement.
Mainly.
I appreciate that, because that's important stuff. Here in Kentucky, we're trying to make a lot of changes over here. It's I got to apologize for a couple of the guys we have in Congress, by the way. We're trying to fix that.
It's not you, Kyle M. And by the way, Kyle M., another thing I can tell you about this upcoming tour, backstage pass for Kyle M.
What?
That's you. Yeah.
Better
backstage
be there.
Pass.
I'm going to melt down. I'm going to have the Wayne's World moment right in front of you guys. The Road to Redemption, Audible original words of music. It was so fun listening to this story. Thank you guys for taking the time to talk about it. I can't wait to hear what's next. I love the Who medley as well. Thank you both.
Thank you. Yeah. Look forward to unveiling the next chapter very soon.
My thanks, Jack Black, Kyle Gass, Audible original words of music. Tenacious D, The Road to Redemption is out now, and it is such a funny listen. I highly recommend going to listen to it and checking out their tour. Again, they've got September tour dates that you can check on their website as well. So thanks to Jack and Kyle, Tenacious D. Thanks to you as well, of course, for checking out the episode. Listening all the way to the end, look at you. Gold star. Give yourself the gold star. I can't give you a gold star through the computer, but feel free to go out and buy some and then post one on your wall. Because I thank you. While you're here, make sure to hit that subscribe button. 3 new interviews every week. New ones every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way, again, to keep up with your favorite artists. Discover some new ones on this series as well. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, it's Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions. Anywhere you get your podcast from, subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. All the places, in fact. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence, of course, has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social media spots, Facebook, Instagram, mostly at Twitter. You'll see me mostly there. All three addresses at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Thank you, Counselor.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.